Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Triple M rocks footy. This half brought to you by the Triton. It's Mitsubishi's toughest ute ever. Nothing can frighten a Triton. See your Mitsubishi dealer today.
For McDonald's and Ream hot water. Triple M rocks footy.
Just a few minutes to go before kickoff at Suncorp Stadium. Two teams in very different positions. The Panthers, 5 wins and no losses. And most of those wins have been thumpings. Only one has been close, really. Melbourne in round 3. The others, 30-10, 46-6, 28-0, 24-0. The Broncos, their only win was against the Dogs. In fact, their only win in over a year is against Canterbury twice. The previous win before that was round 2, 2020, against South. But since then, just 2 wins for the poor old Broncos. But they do welcome back Patrick Carrigan tonight, Wendell, and that late change, Jesse Arthur's out. So Corey Oates comes in. Expected he'll be on the wing. And David Meade goes into the centres. It's very strange. The Corey... Is Dobbo there? Can we speak to Dobbo?
Because I was going to ask him about that before.
There's something... What has happened with Corey Oates? Corey... Dobbo, is this a coaching-player clash? What has happened that has meant Corey Oates has not seen first grade until round 6?
Well, he wanted to play on the edge, remember? He made the decision at the end of last year to come on the edge. Now, when you looked at that, they had Alex Glenn, they had Ethan Bullimore, they had Jordan Ricky, they had Ben Teo, and there wasn't a spot for him. After round 3, he said, I want to go back to the wing, so he's back on the wing, and that's pretty much it. Obviously, there is obviously some issues with Kevin Walters and Corey Oates, but the bottom line is, he wasn't good enough on the edge. He's back at the wing, he's back in the side tonight.
Geez, a great light show. Thank you, Dobbo. Great light show going on here at Suncorp. It's like we're at an Origin or something. The lights are off and, hey, off go the crackers.
Well, it's definitely not an Origin the way the Broncos have been playing lately.
Yeah, I had to just stick the knife.
No, didn't. I want them to play well, but geez.
All right, we're going to take 1 30-second break. We'll come back on the other side of this.
When it comes to Sydney's freshest produce, Paddy's Markets, Haymarket and Flemington are Sydney's home of fresh food. Our traders only offer premium in-season produce, plus the freshest seafood, farm-sourced meats and poultry, plus a full international selection of premium deli goods. Make a visit to Paddy's this week and talk to a trader about what's in season and fresh today. Paddy's, home to Sydney's freshest food at value prices. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
And the light's still out here at Suncorp and the fireworks continue to go off. We're here in a month for Magic Round. What a weekend that's going to be. All in 3 days. Friday night, 2 games. Saturday night, a triple header as usual. And then Sunday, there's going to be 3 games as well. 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6:15 p.m. And we'll have a stack of it right here on Triple M. And you'll be there, Benjo. You know who you're playing in Magic Round?
Good question.
Yeah, it's 4 weeks away. We don't have to worry about that. But
who are you playing this week?
Tigers.
Oh, you're excited. Yeah, look at you.
Nah, mate.
Yes, you are. I love what you were saying to me before. You can't wait to get them back. You can't wait to get them
back. I was surprised when you said, mate, we're going to put 60 on them and I'm going to be responsible for 40. I couldn't believe you said
that. Yeah, I know.
Listen to these guys.
Yeah. All right, so the Panthers now in the sheds here. And come on, Benj, 50 minutes of the show. I never asked you about you playing your old team. But have a look at these scenes on our monitor here. Well, you can't see them at home, but it's Kevin Walters, an absolute bake here. So trying to lift the spirits of his team before the game. What do you make of that, Benji?
I love it. Bit of passion, bit of enthusiasm, fire his boys up. But emotion only lasts you so long, lads. You've got to get out there and carry it out through the whole game. So
I don't know if this helps the Broncos, but the last 4 of the last 5 games against Panthers, have beaten them. So 4-4 from 5.
And last year was one of the closer games for Penrith. Yeah. They ended up winning 25-12, but I think it was much closer than that through the run of the game. But fascinating stuff there from Kevin Walters, going nuts before the game, not waiting until half time. And Wendell, you don't know this, but I'm a body language expert.
Yeah.
Broncos looked like they were listening and they were into it. They were looking at him and they were.
I think you're on the money with your expertise.
Thank you. I told you. Well, I hope so, because I just want to see the Broncos have a dig tonight and really rip into the Panthers.
They are playing against the team of the Premiership right now, though.
Well, Corio's got a headband on. What's happening there?
Yeah, old school. Bring the hard work back.
Yeah, he's been mummified before the game's even started. I think I saw that on him yesterday, Dobbo, when he was training. Have I got that right? So his head is bandaged up. Maybe he got a cut for South Logan. Dobbo.
Yeah, yesterday he hit the concrete at Red Hill in the old field and might have put a little bit of claret up, so they strapped it up. That is dead set from a training accident yesterday in the captain's run playing touch football. I'll give you Wendell's had lots of stats about this. Jordan Ricky, he put himself in contention last year with a great solo try of it when they played the Panthers here. But the big one that's really scaring me is that the Tom Dearden and Brodie Croft half combinations, four times they played together last year in the halves, did not win a single game together. I don't want to be negative, but it hasn't been a lot of success as halves combinations of the Tom Dearden and Brodie Croft. It could all could change tonight, though.
Yeah. And Panthers, mate, they should be confident tonight. I mean, since the start of the season, they've averaged 28 points a game.
Do you suspect there might be just, even if they win and win comfortably, tonight might be the sort of night they just they do it with a leg in the air.
Well, they might go into cruise control, you know, and
that's what I mean.
Let the Broncos get a bit of a leg up, but they should do it easy tonight.
Okay, so here come the Panthers, and their team reads this way. Steve Crichton again at fullback. Charlie Staines, Brian To'o are the wingers. Paul Momorowski and Matt Burton in the centres. Luai and Cleary, the 6 and 7. Leota, Kenny and Fisher-Harris, the 8, 9 and 10. Kick out Capel and Yo, the back row. And the bench, Tyrone May, Spencer Lenu, Matt Eisenhuth and Liam Martin. That is an unchanged team from the outfit that really, in the end, spanked the Canberra Raiders last week at Bluebet Stadium.
They spanked them good, and then they got a fine as well.
Canberra got the fine, So that fight, Canberra, for their part in it, I think it might have had to do with the trainer getting involved. So the Broncos now, they exit the dressing room, and here they come, Alex Glenn leading them out, Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, that man Alex Glenn leads them out there, but at the back, Asako, Xavier Coates, Richie Counter, David Mead moves into the centres, and that man Corey Oates moves onto the wing. Brodie Croft, Tom Dearden, Matt Lodge, Jake Turpin, Big Payne Haas, Alex Glenn, Tevita Pango Jr., Patrick Carrigan, welcome back, John Asiata, Thomas Flegler, Bully Moore, Ricky, and that will round out the team. Kennedy.
Reece Kennedy is okay, so there we go. They're the teams. Now, I keep forgetting this. This used to be a maroon staple on a Thursday night when he did the Thursday night footy, Dell. All the truckies out there.
Hang on, truckies. Drive safe. We love you.
I love it when he does that. All right, we're on our way. And it's Brisbane receiving, and they're running to the Milton end in this first half. So it's the Broncos with Xavier Coates, driven in the tackle by Leota, Fisher-Harris and Kickow. Kickow with a fresh haircut, but he's still got that sheep head look.
Oh, that's better.
Mitch Kenny run over by Matt Lodge, a fearsome run. And Kenny for a moment looked like he was in trouble, but he bounces up. He's okay. And now here's Pangai. He's playing second row, but he runs down the middle here where he's claimed just outside his 20. That's three gone for the home side as Turpin picks up and throws it onto the workhorse, Pat Carrigan. And he makes about 10 metres with his first run. Played back to Turpin. On to Lodge. He's Lodge. He is coming here with a real attitude. And he gets to within six of halfway where he plays it on the last. And it's Croft to do the kicking here. And it's end over end. It's pretty easy for Stephen Crichton. Another game at fullback with Dylan Edwards remaining injured. And Crichton, he makes it over his 30.
Oh, that's great work, Broncos.
Payne Haas all over him with Tom Dearden. Haas almost jolted that ball free. So Penrith now with Brian Tottle just hitting it up. And it's no score, one gone, as Burton goes for a tough run here. More sideways than forwards. And I'll tell you what, this Kevin Walters spray has worked early, at least in the first couple of minutes, because, oh, the Broncos are coming out firing, and Pangai came in from the side to try and put one on Leota. And Leota just showed enough footwork to at least limit the damage there. And on the next play, Yo with a strong run. Penrith don't make it to halfway as they get to the last, and Luai pokes in a kick towards the corner, and it bounces up nicely for the fullback, Isaaco. And Isaaco runs into a waiting Cleary. Kenny there as well. 2 minutes gone on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. It's nil-all Brisbane and Penrith. Here's Corey Oates now hitting it up. His first hit up in first grade this year, and immediately his headband is ripped off. And that's going to happen more than once tonight. So now on the next play is David Mead working it forward. Oh, Turpin's pass out of dummy half was dodgy. It's cleared though, and Haas bumps his way over halfway where he crashes into Yo. Play back to Turpin, throws to Carrigan. Gee, the ref's not keeping a tight, deep 10 here. It's pretty tight as Carrigan has nowhere to go. 40 metres out. Here it comes to Croft again. He's kicking again, end over end. And again, it's easily caught. Oh, this time away from two. Hang on, there's an escort. It's going to be a Brisbane penalty. So the Broncos, they are rewarded for this energetic start here. They've got a chance, and you would imagine you don't even think about 2 points here, and you go for the six.
Well, a little mini win there for the Broncos, end to end, set for set, and got to put up an attacking. They're going for two. They're taking the two early, the Broncos, but end to end stuff. And, that came off the back of their kicking game. Brody Croft really taking advantage of his start and done both kicks to start the half, so looked for that for a bit of attacking from Dearden.
Still, this is insane, isn't it?
Taken the two?
Yeah, they're taking the two. I wouldn't have taken the two, no. I would have kept the pressure on there. They've had a fast start, really aggressive, and test out this Panthers defence.
Okay, well, maybe they think they can do it with scoreboard pressure and just inch out to a troublesome lead as Oates again gets his head rebandaged.
Does this surprise you, Benji?
Oh, it does a little bit, but maybe they want to settle the nerves, but they actually came out firing. Like, Lodge had a couple of good carries.
Yeah.
First set ran really hard, so maybe they want to replicate that in this next set.
Kick predictor, 89%. That's for Tyre Power. They're huge store-wide super sailors on now. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent. So the Broncos open the scoring tonight at Suncorp. 2-0, 4 minutes gone on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Ben Dobbin on the other side of this.
Thanks to Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing, and the latest technology, this is one tough ute that nothing can frighten.
We're 4 minutes into it, and line speed is already a huge factor for Brisbane to make sure that they improve. The last couple of weeks, it's been slow. They've been sitting on their feet. So far, so good. What did Kevin Walter say before the game? But gee whiz, I want a bit of that.
It was furious. It was passionate. It had it all, it seemed, as the ball is kicked off by Penrith, and it's an awkward bounce, but there parked on the sideline was Brody Croft, and he collects it. Oh, and then he got it onto a support player who was swallowed up by the defence.
Got to take that in the full.
So Lodge plays it inside his own 10, and now Carrigan is met and put down. Grant Atkins is not keeping these sides all that far apart, it would seem, as the ball is played here. And he's on the Buffalo Haas. He barely gets over his 20. Fisher-Harris tackles him. What a battle that is. Fisher-Harris versus Haas. Now on the next play, it's Glenn, the veteran, marching it up. Only to his own 30, though. So Penrith here, good defence here in this set following Brisbane's penalty goal. Now Lodge goes for a carry. And he's put into the deck here by Kenny and also Yo. Inside their 40 on the last. Croft's kick. Oh, kick out got him late, but it was okay. It was clean enough. Now it's taken on the full by Crichton on his 10. Excellent defensive line from the Broncos. And Crichton can only get it up to his own 20. So the Broncos, well, you couldn't complain if you're a Broncos fan from these opening 5.5 minutes as Toto goes up the left edge here where he runs
great into, run.
Well, he's dragged them 15 metres. Croft and also Richie Kenner. He is so good, Brian Toto, at those tough metres. As Crichton, speaking of tough, he takes it up for a tough carry and he's smashed by Turpin and Haas. And now Fisher-Harris, he made a beeline there for Matt Lodge and the two crash into each other on halfway where the ball will be played on tackle four. Turpin throws to the right to Yo, keeps it going to Cleary. Cleary onto Crichton. Quick hands now, Momorowski.
Oh, wow.
Momorowski out to the wing of Staines. Dearden out there, makes enough contact to bring Staines down. 35 out, last tackle. From the right touchline, it comes infield to Cleary, puts up a high kick. Staines chasing, but in fact, it was Momorowski, but it's easily caught by Isako. 6 minutes gone now, 2-0, as Oates carries it forward. And Brisbane, they're maintaining the rage, gentlemen.
Yeah, good start here from Broncos. They're hunting as a pack, and they're really aggressive. And they've got to go with the Panthers. This is what Panthers do to a lot of teams. Better start than last week for the Panthers, but against the Raiders, they had a few drop balls last week.
Yeah, they did. It was a nervous opening for both teams that night.
But what about the vibe that was in Penrith?
But here, perfect completion rate so far. No errors in this game as Lodge His fifth carry in the first 7 minutes.
He's on tonight.
He's up to halfway, playing it now for Turpin. Away to Croft. Oh, Kickow. Kickow wants a piece of him, but he didn't get there in time on this occasion. To'o takes it on the full. Looks dangerous. Away now from Pangai. Carries it to the 30. What a start to the set.
Yeah.
Brian To'o, he's a weapon. Now on the next play, comes out to the right. Cleary to Staines. Staines troubling David Mead. Mead just got him by the back of the jumper. They are really making an effort to run at Tom Dearden, who was just there with Mead to finish that tackle off. As Capel now up over halfway, but taken pretty quickly by Haas. Three gone. Penrith now working it up the left edge where it comes out to Leota, and a good carry from him. 6 year of first grade, 35 metres out is where he plays it. Kenny, short left to Luai, double pump to Burton. Burton will handle. Nice tackle down low by Turpin, and up over the top was Kenner. Last tackle, 25 out. Little chip kick from Cleary. Oh, there's no one back. Oh, Isaka just got there in time. It was a perfect little kick from Cleary, and for a moment, Benji Marshall, it looked like he was going to score.
Well, it looked like he was going to score there. Might be a bit of drama for Jermaine Isaka. Stayed down. Looks like he may have got a knee in the back.
I think so, Benji, yeah. Put his body on the line there. You know what that's like.
Well, Wendell, before the game, you asked for the Broncos to show up tonight and just have a dig, and what do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I'm liking what I'm seeing. I haven't seen this for a long time. This is great. Puts the chip over Sarko. Oh, he just gets the left knee there from Cleary.
He'll be right back.
So now the Broncos have to hold on to it here. They're under a bit of pressure on their own line. As Isaka now, he's okay. And prove that, he provides a scything run where he gets past the defender and makes it up over his own 20. Here's Carrigan on play number four. Hit hard by Cleary and Kenny. Strong tackle. Ball played back now to Turpin. Throws to Haas. Haas down. He bends the defensive line back there and makes a good 11 metres. And they get to the last here, nine short of halfway. So they've done that well, the Broncos. Again, Croft end over end. It's the same kick every time. Caught on the full by Crichton on his own 10. But again, it's an excellent defensive line. And he brings it back with Brisbane leading 2-0 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Quick comment from Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, Brady Cross kicking, it needs to be a bit better than what it is. It's been very one direction. They're pressuring him a lot. The left-hand side defence has been a big issue for Brisbane. They've got new defensive guys there in Mead and Dearden. Let's see how they go tonight.
Yeah, Penrith certainly testing them early, but so far so good for the Broncos. Momorowski now hunting down the middle of this field, and he's dropped down on halfway. Cool, could play the ball there. No six again. We haven't seen one tonight as Luai.
Stop it.
Saw it as Xavier Coates rush up out of the line, so he threw a rainbow out to Burton. Had to wait for it to come to him, so he steadied, took it, cut back in field, made about 10 metres, then dropped down. Last tackle, 35 out. Cleary, end over end kick for the wing. It's a contest. It's a problem for Oates. He dropped it, and it's taken by Momorowski. Six more tackles. Crowd complaining Oates was taken unfairly. No action from the ref. So the Panthers now on the attack, down 2-0. Fisher-Harris running down the middle here towards the northern end, towards Caxton Street. Drop down on tackle one. Played and thrown to the left of Cleary. Inside to Leota. Leota driving the three defenders back to within nine of the line. Still centre field. Kenny throws to the right to Cleary. But beautiful pass to Capel, and he strolls over. You know, you can be on, you can be playing at 100 miles an hour, but that's just not enough sometimes against this Penrith attack. And Kurt Capel goes over. They're on their way. It's Penrith 4, Brisbane 2.
Yeah, they're well on their way, the Panthers, and little attacking raid down to the left edge. We just talked about Brisbane's left edge. Haven't been up to scratch lately, and off the back of a Corey Oates drop ball on a bomb, they shift it towards their right side, and well, Isaiah Yeo normally gets the ball out the back of the block shape, but they go past him to Cleary and Dearden on his inside runner. And Capewell just too easy through a gap that Mead can't close. And, well, the Panthers, they hit back.
Well, they've talked about it before, but Kurt Capewell could be very well at the Broncos next year. I'm the Broncos, I'm buying this guy if he's on the market. He's been a revelation the last couple of years. And just send Mead, you know, he's not used to playing in the centres. You've got to hit that short runner. Nice courage line there by Kurt Capewell. And the Broncos, for all that hard work, that was a pretty soft drive.
He's had a remarkable last 6 or 7 months. Yeah. Remember, he was injured. Came back in round 17, so just a month before the finals. Cracked a spot in this side.
Well, he's always been a good player.
Oh, yeah. You
know, and he showed just that line he ran there. Like, typically, back rowers run inside the half defender, and there he just ran a little outline and ran at the centre, and it looked a little bit different, but Penrith looked like they've done their homework on where to attack tonight, and I expect that won't be the last time we see them attack that edge.
Yeah, and finishing Capel, so he played the grand final then. Pretty good contributor for the Maroons.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't think he had what he had in him in the Queensland. When they picked him, I went, oh, yeah, he might be just there in the squad, you know, as a utility.
That's right. Yep. It was in Adelaide he had that barnstormer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good for Kurt Capel. Had some off-field dramas as well, but has got over that, and he's flying now. So he's Cleary. 89% again, the tyre power kick predictor. He's about 15 in from touch. Oh, it's a shocking kick, and he's pulled it. No goal. That's un-Cleary-like. So, two-point game, Penrith 4, Brisbane 2, 12 gone on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You know nothing can frighten a Triton. Dobbo on the other side of this.
Hot water needs replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.
Lots of talk around Kurt Capewell. He met with the North Queensland Cowboys last weekend. They're obviously interested in him, but speaking to Brisbane, they desperately want him next year. It's a shame Penrith have said they can't afford him next season. He's a superstar from Charleville and Western Queensland. He has taken on wherever he's gone, whether or not he was at the Sharks, the Ipswich Jets, and now at Penrith. He's hoping he gets back to the Broncos.
Yeah, okay.
He came through the 20 system there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the Cowboys would be saying, well, hang on, Charleville, that's more North Queensland than Brisbane. We wouldn't mind a piece of that.
Yeah.
As now Penrith working it out with Fisher-Harris. So this is going to test Brisbane's aptitude here. Excellent out of the blocks, but now they've conceded the first try.
What, Ben?
As here's Yo hitting and spinning and dropped down, 20 short of halfway. That's three tackles gone as Kenny goes to the left for Luai. On to the rumbling rhinoceros kick out, but he's well contained. That's Carrigan. All strength there to fling a kick out of the ground. Now on the next play comes to Cleary, throws to the right side to a juggling Momorowski who has his legs taken out, and a lovely tackle by Oates. Last here now for Penrith as it comes back to Cleary. Oh, he kicks a banana, and that was cute as it bounced up nicely for Isako. And Isako tried to run over the top of Staines, but Capel got him by the ankles, and that ended that play. So now Xavier Coates hits it up. 4-2. Doesn't seem like the Broncos have dropped their heads here after conceding that try. There's David Mead hitting it up now on play three. Aber enjoying Triple M, rocking the footy as Mead plays it now. And Turpin, oh, another one of these dodgy Turpin line ball passes. Carrigan hitting it up, and we continue as now Turpin gets a much better pass onto Payne Haas. Down the middle he rolls and dropped down by a kick out. Excellent set from Brisbane. They're only 35 out as Croft end over end again. This one's more of a contest, but careful, Brian. He had the Billy Slater karate kick move out there as he went up there and contorted his body, but he caught it and he didn't collect anyone, so we continue. But now Brisbane flying up out of the line in defence. This is a good game as Burton is dropped down on tackle two.
Never in doubt, Dan.
And now Crichton brought down on tackle three, and they're still inside their 20. Cleary turns it inside to Momorowski. Seen a bit of Momorowski in these opening exchanges. And he'll play it now just outside the 20 where Kenny feeds it on to Fisher-Harris. And he runs straight over the top of a courageous Jake Turpin, who just had to stand there and cop it. And now Cleary on the last from inside the 40 puts up a torpedo kick. Nice catch by Xavier Coates on his 30. So not a great deal of distance there for Cleary. And by the time Coates plays it, the Broncos only 15 short of halfway. So 14 minutes gone, Wendell Saylor. It's Penrith 4, Brisbane 2.
If I'm Cleary, I'm going back that kick to Oates. He hasn't played the top grade for a while. Obviously playing on the edge and obviously playing wing every now and then.
Lovely offload from Lodge after he bumped off two defenders. And the Broncos make it up to the 40-metre line there. It's played now by Brody Croft, and on the next play it's Haas straight down the middle and up quickly as Turpin feeds it left to Dearden. Dearden onto Isako. Oh, he takes on Cleary and almost got through him. Cleary needed help from Momorowski. Last 10 in from the left touchline, 15 out. Comes in the middle to Dearden, who was collected after he kicked. Up they go. Burton loses it backwards. It's on the ground. It's taken by Crichton for Penrith. No action on the tackle. That's got the crowd riled up. And now the Broncos are really putting the heat on here.
as Toto goes nowhere on tackle two. And Fisher-Harris, with blood trickling down the left side of his face,
I got no problem with that tackle,
is barreled by Haas.
I got no problems with the bench.
Come on, mate. It was around the chops.
No, it wasn't, mate.
Here's Luai now exploring down the left edge. And he gets up and plays it. Geez, even when they're in trouble in a set, Penrith, they find something. And Luai's run now allows Toto to go down the left side again and again. He just shrugs off a couple of defenders and he's finally brought down. Now, comes across here to Cleary from inside the 40. This time more about distance and... again, straight to Coates, not Oates, which is what Wendell wants. And now Coates provides for Isako, and he's dropped down. And now here's Corey Oates.
Run. Good run, mate.
And he makes it up to within 10 of halfway. Oof. And now following that play, here's Alex Glenn with a good search. GZ challenging Penrith tonight so far. Carrigan now with a run. Oh, he's picked up by Kickout, but does well. Flings an offload back. It bounces up for Turpin. Makes an extra few metres before he's put down. Centre field, 20, 35 metres out. Now it goes left from Croft away here to Glenn. And Glenn is manhandled by Fisher-Harris. Last tackle, Croft from centre field. End over end. Might be a contest. Kennar coming through. Batted back. Taken now by Pengo. Pengo for the corner. Pengo scores. Wow. Oh, the big fella with a forward roll and everything. And Brisbane hit the front, and it is a deserved lead. Brisbane 6, Penrith 4.
Yeah, well, the Broncos are playing with some energy tonight. Benji called earlier on. He said, look, there are a chance that they start well, and they've started strong, they've started aggressive, they've backed themselves here. They're taking to the Panthers. And the Panthers at the moment, they're not in their comfort zone, but the Broncos are taking to them at the moment. And what a really good play here. Cross kick here. And what you need is you need some chases. As they go up, nice tap back there by Xavier Coates. And that man there, Tevita Pengo Jr., he just scores a try in the corner. Bounced around and said, yes, boys, we're on tonight.
Well, it's good to see. You know, last week they struggled with fifth tackle options. And today, Brody Croft's done almost every kick. And although all of them haven't been on the money, what they've done is gone set for set for Penrith. And if you can stay in the fight with them, you give yourself an opportunity to score. And off the back of that kick, Pengo goes over in the corner. And the Broncos are back.
Yeah, baby, never in doubt.
Well,
this is what I want to see from the Broncos.
Energy, Wendell.
Yeah. Energy and just competing.
Bit of ferocity.
Yes.
Pengo gets the Broncos' first try, and that is his second try of the year. And the Tyre Power kick predictor here for Jermaine Isako, 43%. He is... right on the touchline on the right side. Del?
I think he's been watching the wingers because there was no need to dive and do the one-handed
no
roll.
For the flip.
There was no need.
There's a bit of showbiz about Tevita, isn't there? A bit of lair.
Yeah, he's got some athleticism in the boy.
Yeah, but I won't say that to his face.
No.
Too big for me. Here's Isako. So, right touchline here. The wrong side for the right footer. Comes in, starts it out right. Gee, it's a good-looking kick. Coming back. Not quite enough. Just outside the right upright.
And that's where you take the two early, mate. Now it's 6-4.
Oh, go away. Ben Dobbin, down to you.
I tell you what, Tevita Pengo Jr., he was playing 13 in the middle. They put him to the edge, obviously, with some injuries. They dropped Jordan Rickey as well. They have so much, they've invested so much time in Tevita Pengo Jr. I spoke to the coach tonight. I said, geez, you're looking forward to Tevita. He said, he has to fire. They said, we rely on him every week. He hasn't been firing. They expect big things. Matt Lodge has been outstanding in this first stanza. He's been unbelievable. But Tevita has followed suit as well.
How excited, Dobbo, are you? Because you call most of the Broncos games here on Triple M. To call, say, Oates and Coates and then Carmichael Hunt. I mean, there's no, Dobbo, take a pause between Carmichael. Just call him Carmichael. That's what I'm going to do.
Carmichael. Special K. Special K.
All right. So now here's Carrigan. And he rolls. Oh, he's lost it. Well, that is the... it's play on. Well, everything's going their way. The ball came out. It was a dead set knock on, but we continue. And the ref hasn't restarted the tackle count. So he says that's just a good clean offload. Brisbane now with Haas. And he carries it to the halfway line. Now on the next play, it is Croft. Dumps it infield to Carrigan. Caught in no man's land, Croft there. And no punishment there. Carrigan plays at 40 away. Now Haas who drives it beyond the 30. And he's met 28 metres out on tackle 5. That's a fantastic set for Brisbane. Croft, the same play. High kick towards To'o's wing. Battle back. Here's DeVita again. It's like we're watching this on rewind. Oh, not now. He throws it to Kickow and Kickow. All the skills there to reel that in. And the first set restart of the game is called. It goes to Penrith. That was on a tackle one anyway, so not all that expensive. But it's Broncos 6, Penrith 4, midway through the first half on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard as we rock Thursday footy for Maccas.
Who was the better try to throw that to? My kicker's about 6'5". You're not getting it over him, mate. Get out of here.
But now it's the try scorer for Penrith, Capel. Not going too far with Lodge putting him away. Here's Cleary going for a 40-20. He's got angle, not enough angle, and it's going to be swallowed up here by Izarko, who immediately feeds it on to Coates. And Coates driving it there into Cleary and also Luai. They're 20 metres short of halfway, the Broncos. And now Oates follows up Coates and gets it to within 9 of the halfway line. And he'll play it here, centre field. The crowd recognising their team is having a red-hot go tonight. David Mead now up to halfway on tackle 3. And he'll play it back for Turpin. Throws to Lodge. He'll shake the pass. And the defender's not falling for it, but still a very strong run. The fiery Liam Martin trying to swat at his hand there. And Lodge holds onto it as Haas now tucks it under the right arm. Runs into Yeo and Capel, and that gets Brisbane to the end of their set. And again, they make it to the 30. That allows Croft to put up an attacking kick, and it's the same kick. Up goes To'o. This time he catches it well. Kennard couldn't quite get there in time. But Penrith start a set 5 from their own line. As now Burton... Hello. He's trouble. He's gone through one, gone through another. He's into the backfield. Now the defence converges there. Oates with a crucial tackle. 5 short of halfway, but the momentum has suddenly changed. Now Cleary's got him backpedalling, runs to the right side, goes himself, flick past to Momorowski, and he throws it inside the state. What a tackle by Oates and Izarko.
Wow.
1 metre out though, Penrith. They are so full of confidence. Here's Cleary, dummies, goes himself, dropped down centre field. 2 tackles left. Played back, and it comes to the left. Here's, they ignore Luai's. Fisher-Harris goes himself. Well, they've made a mess of this, Penrith.
They have.
1 tackle left. In front of the post, Brisbane holding on in these tackles. Comes to Cleary's side, right side, stabs a kick. It's deep in.
Blew that.
Wow, that's un-Penrith-like the way they butchered that, Benji Marshall. Brisbane 6-4.
Seven tackles set there off the back of Nathan Cleary kick, but Penrith 2 opportunities to score. Then Corey Oates both times made 2 try-saving tackles, and that's the effort the Broncos will be looking for.
And expert comments on Triple M footy. Seabus Super bring them to us. Delivering consistent long-term returns from members. Seabus, or Seabus for all of us. Here's Dobbo.
Yeah, Tom Flegler out. Lodge just had his first break. The dog whistle goes. So all the momentum going Brisbane's way. Corey Oates for the first time being back in first grade this season. Geez, he's been good so far.
Sure has. And we've had just the 2 errors in this game.
Yeah, it's been
Even remember them, Dill. They're both to the Broncos. 10 from 12, their completions. Penrith 11 for 11 on the Choice Hotel stats. High-quality stuff here at Suncorp as Carrigan over the 40 and almost to the 30.
Yeah, one was Corey Oates on the bomb.
Ah, yes. And ball played here as Turpin goes down the short left to Deirdre. Deirdre with a dummy and almost fooled them. Just dropped down here by Capel and Cleary. Only 3 gone here as it comes back to the open right. Turpin delays the pass onto Croft, who just dumps it inside to the number 15 in Tom Flegler. And he's met in front of the right upright. Playing it now for Turpin, comes to the right again to Croft, shows it, and turns it inside to Penguy. A little bit of space in front of him, then he puts it down. So now the errors are just starting to creep in for the home side as Crichton is wrapped up on the 0 tackle, and that's followed up by another strong run from To'o. And here's the 6 again call. So maybe fatigue just starting to creep in for this Broncos side, which would have burned up so much energy in the opening 20 minutes.
Well, Tyrone Mays just taking the field there.
All right, thank you, Del. So is Liam Martin down the middle into Flegler. Pass there and Turpin also just short of halfway. 16 to go first half. And a little bit of niggle in that tackle, and that's going to be a penalty. And again, Brisbane just opening the door, leading 6-4 Mitsubishi Tri.
Well, this is what the Broncos have been really good. Their discipline's been really good. And you can't do that because, obviously, you know, guys like Liam Martin and that, their energy last week, Spencer Lenu, their confidence and their energy sort of brought them through. So they got a whole tie here.
Just can't give Penrith a leg up like that. You know, let them out of their half too easy. Now they're attacking your try line and the best attacking team in the comp.
So here's Liam Martin now up to the 30-metre line. Penrith on the attack here at Suncorp. Yet to make an error. But they're down by 6-4. He's clearing. Gets it on to Yo. Yo just goes one out here where he's happy to take the tackle. Or it's back to Kenny on to Cleary. Cleary goes out back to Luai on the kick out. All the defenders are there in numbers and kick out. He turned his body wanting to get the pass on to Luai, but he couldn't. They wrapped him up nine away. Left side, he's Luai. To the right, he goes to Cleary. The double pump now and comes away to Tyrone May. And he is tackled on his knees, throws the pass back to the man in 17, Martin, and he just gives it to Crichton. And Crichton, lost for ideas here, just goes up the middle and takes the tackle. That's four gone. Penrith in front of the post. Oh, the left side stacked. Here's the Panthers now. Out it comes to Lua. Out it goes to Burton, and he's over. So Matt Burton scores. I tell you what, Del.
The try celebrations.
They're shaking hands, yes. Are they? They're just... Oh, come on.
I like it.
Mate, it was the best.
Well done.
What did I miss there, Ben?
They, instead of celebrating too hard, they just shook hands with each other and walked away.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
That try, my goodness, that was slick, Ben. You could see it coming a mile away.
Oh, it's just too easy for the Panthers. Look, 5-4 on the short side, and the Brisbane Broncos right edge failed to come up with the right decision. And Luai just comes up with the right pass at the right time, and too easy for Penrith.
You know what? You can't win, mate. You're right, Benji. But, you know, people will say, you know what? That's just being cocky. They're being confident still because they're being smart asses. I love it.
There is a bit of smart in that.
Don't ever change.
I know. They made their point. They can't. Now, don't keep. You get the sense they might score a few here.
Yeah.
Don't keep doing that. Yeah. But who cares? Who does it hurt?
Oh, Matt Burton, some sort of player. Mate, no wonder the Panthers didn't want to let him go. We've all known for a long time how good this kid is.
Now, are they looking at kick out here?
Ah, he's fine, mate. There's no problems there, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, they would have been looking at it.
Yeah.
He's ran a little outline that probably kept Kenner interested in.
Yeah,
that's the problem with kick out. Like, he's so big and so strong, you've got to mark two guys to mark him. Richard Kenner, what's he supposed to do if he doesn't go in? They hit kick out and score. If he does, that happens.
Is it a frightening thing that Brisbane have thrown everything they've had and they're down?
Yeah, it is, but mate, they're not playing. They haven't been playing with confidence. But that's how you play your way back into confidence, going toe to toe with the best team in the comp.
They've been terrific, but Penrith now take the lead, 10-6. Cleary's kick as we go to Ben Dobbin. Ben, what can you tell us, my friend?
Gee whiz, they did that easily in the end, Penrith. And there's some real worries. This is where Brisbane fall down. They're starting 13. They play well for 25 minutes with 15 minutes to play. They haven't got their bench absolutely where they like it. And fatigue sets in. They make mistakes. This 10 minutes is crucial. We saw it against when they played against the Titans. We saw it again when they played against the Melbourne Storm. Brisbane need to hold on here. Penrith could pile on the points. And it'll be game, set, match before halftime.
Yeah, big 12 minutes, Dobbo. Big 12 minutes.
That's where I'm at now. If you've got to learn things from the week before, you've got to learn to be tougher leading into the halftime break here. This is where I want to see them bite down and just really go with them here.
Have they got the energy, Del?
Well, I hope so. They've got to find the energy.
Expert comments, Seabus Super, Benji Marshall here on a Thursday as well. Tomorrow night, Newcastle Cronulla. Fascinating 6 p.m. Friday clash here on Triple M Footy. As we do it for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas. Now, Penrith working it out here with Yo, and that's followed up by To'o, who has just been himself, and he's already almost up to 100 metres and hasn't done anything spectacular as now Liam Martin, a 15-metre run. What a ball of energy he is off the bench. They're almost up to halfway on tackle three. Here's Kenny, away to Cleary. Oh, early kick here. Early kick. So, conservative stuff there, turning Isaka around. He takes it, and then he's dropped down inside his 20, and they're going to try and load up here, Penrith, and force an error as Dearden onto Oates, and Oates doesn't go too far here as he's got three Panthers waiting for him. Penrith 10, Brisbane 6. That's on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Oh, Meade hit hard there, running into Kenny and also Tyrone May. But Meade does well. Drags them up to the 30-metre line on his side of halfway. Now Isarco goes one out. He's clanking around the ankles by May. Played back to Turpin. Kicks from inside his 40. It comes off the side of the boot. Taken by To'o. Outside his 20. Runs up to the 30 and almost up to the 40. So Penrith winning the arm wrestle now. But it's only a four-point game here at Suncorp as Kikau again uses a decoy with Stephen Crichton just hitting it up. But, oh, he's got Broncos all over him there with Alex Glenn first to meet the Penrith fullback. Now Cleary gets it on the right, turns it inside to Staines, who is taking it up for his sixth carry of this first half on the Choice Hotel stats. He plays it now, comes to the left of Luai, inside the kick out. He's not a decoy this time, he's a battering ram. But he caught one in the tackle there and he's been hurt. He's claiming crushing here, but crowd not having any of it. Played 45 out. Comes to May. Early throws at the line here to Martin. He's picked up and dumped. Strong. Alex Glenn again. Geez, the veterans are really lifting tonight for the Broncos. Now Cleary goes the end over end kick. It's going to drop down five out. Easily taken by Isarco. Isarco almost crashed into Oatson. My goodness, that would have been a catastrophe. And Dobbo, what can you tell us about Viliami kick out?
No, he's just gone straight up the tunnel now. They're giving him a break. I don't know whether or not it's HIA. No, it's not. He's just having a break straight away. So he is off. Has Brisbane make a mistake with Ethan Bullimore with his first touch he's come on?
And it presents the Panthers with a golden chance to extend their lead.
Well, you talked about it earlier. That forward pass was looking like coming sooner or later, and just laziness from dummy half there. You've got to get out and get your forwards onto the ball. That's, you know, that's a coach killer. And when you're playing a team like Penrith, they don't beat themselves. You can't give them that many opportunities attacking your own try line. And, you know, from what looked like being a 6-4 lead to the Broncos, this could be 16-6 off the back of the set.
If this was an away game, he would have been pinged a couple of times at least, Jake Turpin, because the crowd would have gone up and they did look dicey. But he got pulled up this time. 30 metres out, the Panthers centre field. Do they score, yes or no, Wendell, in this set?
I don't think they score in this set, no.
Okay. Or now Luai sprints across to his left, so they've got something set here. Cleary ignores Luai, comes out to Burton. Whatever they had set didn't come off because Burton just took the tackle. 25 out, Luai dummy half to the right to Cleary, turns it inside to Lenu. And Lenu dropped down on the 20 in front of the left upright as Kenny has a little look to his left, but he throws right to May. May to Cleary, quick hands Martin. Martin, hard to put down, but Turpin is there, and so is David Meade. 12 out right side. They open up the left here, but again, they stick to that right area where it comes to May, and he just goes for a little dart. Well, this play would be the one. They've opened up the left. Here's Kenny. Throws left to Yeo. Oh, Yeo's just going to try and do it on his own, and he almost got there too. So the last play, as Kenny now waits in front of the right upright. Deep pass left to Cleary. Cleary to Burton. Burton this time passes. Tuttle pins the ears back. He ducks under, but he lost the ball as he went for the line. It's a knock on.
Big play.
Pangai somehow forced that free.
Stolen in the process of scoring and he went dead, mate.
Oh, so Tamita Pangai has stolen it. He saved a try, but the problem is the momentum of running in took him out over the touch and goal line. So he might pay a price for that in a few tackles, but what a
play.
I think he did too. They could challenge that, you know, because player stopped.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, he dropped it.
Yeah, yeah. So To'o went in, he turned his body, ran into Pangai. That's just come out.
Knocked on before Tavita takes it.
And we don't even need a challenge. The video ref has looked at it. That's a 20-metre tap.
Short of the line, play the ball.
Short of the line, so it's a play the ball. Well done to the Broncos.
That is a really good effort. You backed them. Oh, yeah, really good. Oh, you can see his attitude, but look, it could have easily went horribly wrong there for him.
Jeez.
What about Toto? How strong is he?
Oh, he's the strongest in the comp. One of the hardest to tackle.
He beat three players then.
But good signs for the Broncos. Six players in the pitcher with a try-scoring opportunity.
And he almost beat them all.
Yes.
Can you imagine if he got there? What a try that would have been. But he fell at the final hurdle. 10-6. It's Penrith leading in a most entertaining Thursday night clash here on Triple M Footy. Thanks to Ream Hot Water. Ask your plumber to install the Ream. Broncos get their second set restart of the night as Flegler carries it up to the 40 on his side of halfway. They're hanging in there, the Broncos. Played now here to Turpin. Close to the left of Bullimore. And Ethan Bullimore in his 12th game of first grade just drives it up to halfway where he's finally filled by Yo. Played back to Turpin. On it goes with his pass to the left to Alex Glenn. And in game 273, he's playing it on his own 40. Another line baller from Turpin. That was okay, but geez, flirting there as came to Haas. Haas took the tackle. Now, an outside, inside. Bullimore goes down the middle. He turns Crichton inside and scores. Superb try. Brody Croft took it on the outside, threw it back in field, and Bullimore galloped his way to the line. It's 10-all, and the despised outsiders are about to retake the lead.
Wow. Well, from one end there, the Broncos stopping a try-scoring opportunity with Brian Tottler down the left side. They go the length of the field, and Brody Croft goes to the line, shows out, plays inside to Bullimore, and Bullimore looking like Kalen Ponga with a big left foot step on Croton. And look at him, get in and celebrate with their boys. What a try to the Broncos.
Yeah, really nice play by the Broncos. You've got to go through the middle on the good teams like Melbourne Storm, the Panthers and Parramatta. That's exactly what they did there. And I've got to say, Turpin, he's been good around that hooking area there. But Bullimore, lovely work there. And that footwork, great left foot step. It's like he's a hurdler then. He jumped at the end there. See you later. That's try time.
First NRL try. Well done, young good. Man.
Well, he loved it. Look at the emotion. Look at the passion. That's what they've missed the last couple of games. They're on here, the Broncos.
Wow. This would be one of the greatest upsets. We're a long way from that.
Too early.
I know, Benji. Let me
set
this
Benji,
up. It's
set the scene, mate.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I think it would be officially, I'm serious, I think the biggest start, if we use that as a guide, to lose a game was 24 points. Roosters lost to Cronulla in about 2013. They had 24 start. And there was another game, Gold Coast versus Roosters, 24 start. Here's the kick from me that's good. This was 28.
Yes.
I'm sure this is the greatest upset of the modern era, if it happens, but there's still 45 minutes to go. Ben Dobbin, we will come to you after this. 12-10 Brisbane.
Over beer? Nominate your beer fridge for eviction and Canadian Club will replace it with a new one, fully stocked with Canadian Club and Dry. Upload a picture of your old fridge to the Win page and explain in 25 words or less why it's time for it to be evicted. T's and C's apply.
They expect big things from Ethan Bullimore, a fantastic story from a little town in the central Queensland called Springshore. He started his career as a Springshore mountain man, went to Nudgee College, was Ducks of Nudgee College, one of the smart humans. Wow. He's also the fastest forward at the Brisbane Broncos. Here he goes again, the Bull, Ethan Bullimore.
Okay. Wow. So,
well, go the Bull. Yeah, the Ducks. Love it.
And he's met 10 out from his own line. I'm sure you two were the Duxes of your school.
No, I was. I got sportsman of the year time and time again, but
now he's working well. He's met just inside his 20.
And most popular.
Well, we thought Brisbane were going to go away in those 8 or 9 minutes.
No, you guys did. I knew they were.
Go away. Here's Fade Haas rolling up to halfway. He's dropped. Mate, you pick one set, mate. Mate, you're like the Panthers. You're just cocky. Brody Croft going deep and easily taken by Crichton, who just happy to cut it downfield. Oh, he almost got through those two defenders.
I'm waiting for him to get a bit of space and unleash, you know, from back there.
Do you think he's lacking a bit of confidence as a fullback?
Yeah, I think he's playing within himself because it's changed so much since he played fullback for his juniors. I reckon Staines would have been a better option.
Okay.
Than a fullback.
That's Wendell Saylor. Expert comments for Seabus Super. Penrith up the halfway. Lenu plays it now. Yo throws to the right to Cleary. Cleary on to Crichton. Crichton draws in two. Throws it on to Martin. Martin out to Momorowski. And Momorowski can't find a way through there. Mead again. Geez, so reliable, isn't he, David Mead? Now Liam Martin driving it, crashing his way to the 30. And he's met almost as his pants pulled down. This will be tackle 5. Just to the right of the post.
Pressure.
On the last, here's Cleary. End over end. Contest. Luai coming through. He punches it back AFL style. Taken by May, 20 metres out. Passes along the ground. Taken by Staines. Goes infield to Cleary. Now a chopping kick. Too deep. Taken on the full by Coates. 5 out from his own line. Ooh. And now Coates. Oh, hello. Away
go
from it. One. Away from
go,
one.
Brother. Go,
before
go,
one. Go. It's another. Oh, great tackle there by Ta'o. Oh, had to make that tackle, or Coates was going to score one of the great tries. Now Brisbane on halfway, looking to spread it. Deared into Oates. Oates wrapped up. This is a terrific game. Two tackles gone. Dearden throws in field now to Flegler. And Flegler just rolling up field here. Can you imagine if they scored another before the break? Goes out to the right now as Croft onto Isako. Isako keeps it going to Kennar. Haven't seen much of Richie Kennar tonight. It's his fourth run of this first half. Eventually put down by Luai and Burton. Inside the 30. Comes left to Croft. Turns it infield to Haas. He tries to twist his body in the tackle, but his arms are locked up by Mitch Kenny. Last, big last play. Centre field, Croft. He fakes the kick, throws left to Dearden. Dummies, shakes off an offender. In trouble, needs to get rid of it. Can't get rid of it. Cleary locks up the arm with the ball.
That's and okay.
Such a great set. Not quite with the finish, but Penrith stuck on their own 10. Benji Marshall.
Yeah, great attack from the Broncos, end-to-end stuff, and Tevita Pangai rushing out of the line to make a tackle and inspire his team, but they just need to find a little bit of shape off the back of their plays and try and get some board to Jermaine Osako, who's been their best player in the first few rounds.
So Penrith here struggling to make metres because Brisbane are really loading up as Crichton bumps away. Oh, he bumped away from Glenn, went backwards to get around Dearden and came off second best. They're going to get a standing ovation, these Broncos, as now Liam Martin is put down. 22 from their own line. The Broncos are taking it to the premiership favourites and giving them some real problems. 12-10 they lead. Last tackle, Penrith on their own 30. And Cleary, it's a clearing kick, but it's easily contained by Isako. Runs to the 30, now up to the 40. And now he's bent back in the tackle. But they're going to have a set here, Brisbane. Can they conjure something going into the break? Coates is wrapped up here on tackle two. He'll play it now as Isako feeding it on to Oates. And Oates not going too far. Nothing adventurous so far for the Broncos. Turpin just delivers to the recent try scorer, Bullimore, and he goes one out. So that's four gone. They're 38 out. They're 35 seconds remaining here as Flegler throws to the right to Croft. Again shapes the kick and again fakes. Oh, brilliant pickup on the half volley by Kennar. And then he scoops a hospital pass, but somehow Pangai takes him. Everything going to hand for the Broncos, but Pangai wrapped up immediately. Here we go. Oh, they're going to look for a two-point field goal. Yes, they are. Isako. But now, with Capel rushing up on him, he runs. He throws left to Glenn. Glenn comes back to Meade. Meade to Dearden. Dearden doesn't know what to do with it. He drills a kick. Oh, straight to Crichton. That ends that. And Crichton takes the tackle. Oh, Crichton lost it. Taken by Croft. Gets rid of it. 15 out. No, tapped on. Oates. Oh, Oates puts it down.
Wow.
He had so much work to do anyway. What a first half. You know, we're at Leichhardt on Sunday, and they got booed off the West Tigers. Well, here in Brisbane, they are getting, for many people here, a standing ovation. The job is only half done. But they have turned up tonight, and they have been inspirational. Brisbane 12, Penrith 10. Long way to go. Triple M rocking your Thursday night footy here. Thanks to Ream Hot Water and the Maccas.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Second half not too far away. Brisbane leading Penrith 12 points to 10. I'm going to check here. I think this might be the first time Penrith have trailed at halftime this year. Brisbane haven't led at halftime since round one. Round three. They led Canterbury 2-0. Jeez, I love a penalty goal to start, don't they? They led Parramatta 16-0 and let that one slip. Penrith, yeah, first time trailing since the grand final. Well, so unfamiliar territory for them. And they'd only conceded 26 points before this game. Well, they've conceded 12 so far. This already, Wendell, can you believe this? This is the most points Penrith have conceded in a game this year. Isn't that absurd?
No way.
12 points, and that's the most. And we'll see if Brisbane can keep going here. So this is game one of round number six. Newcastle, Cronulla, Maroon and the team calling that one tomorrow night live from McDonald Jones Stadium. Saturday afternoon we'll have the Saturday show, the scrum, and then
It's Manly Gold Coast. Manly seem to be on the way back, at least to competitiveness, Wendell. You don't think so?
They needed that win last week. I mean, that play at the end there by DCE, that was something that was needed. Big Turbo.
Yes.
Big Turbo's back, but he's not going to solve all their problems, especially through the middle third. You can't just expect, oh, we've got Turbo back. And you know this, Benji. But he does give you confidence.
He'll lift them.
Yeah, I know. He gives you confidence.
And they're playing on the greatest field in Australia.
Mudgee.
Yeah. That's what the Mudgee people told me.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
It is beautiful. You would have played a charity shield there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And a beautiful town, too. Oh, one of the great towns.
They're very proud of it, too. And I love how proud they were of the ground. And it was great.
You know, it's a good town when the commentators, you get the option, right? Because it's about 4.5 hours drive away. Now, some towns you're dead set, you drive home.
Yep.
Everyone stays overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have to.
You got to stay. Everyone stays.
What a spot.
So, we're just watching some highlights here on our little monitor of these Broncos tries. The Pangai try, you could argue a little fluky. It was a bomb.
Yeah.
It was tapped back. But they'd earned that right.
They competed, mate. They haven't been competing like that, you know. Richie Kenner got up there and he competed. They haven't been doing those.
And then Brody Croft's inside ball. That was a thing of beauty, Benji, for Ethan Bullimore.
Oh, he looked like Caelan Ponga breaking the line there. Big left foot step on the fullback. And first try in the NRL. He'll remember that one forever and got his team back in front.
So Sunday afternoon, by the way, on Triple M footy. The doubleheaders are done now. So the 2 o'clock game, which we don't have the rights to, that's Dragons versus Warriors. But we have the 4 p.m. game each and every Sunday. And it's Cowboys Bulldogs this week. So here come the Panthers. And they are first out here on this beautiful Brisbane night. And I checked, you're playing Saturday of Magic Round, Benji. So there you go. You're playing the Sharks, 5:30 Saturday.
Beautiful. That's what happens.
What time slot would you want for Magic Round? Because
it doesn't matter.
Because you're going to go home straight away, aren't you?
Honestly, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Are you allowed to go out, Magic Round?
Mate, I'm too old now. I don't go out anymore. But just a great concept. You know, looking forward to having all the teams in one spot. Yeah. Hopefully get all the fans there. It'd be beautiful.
That might be the best day, actually. The Saturday. I reckon you picked a good day with you.
Right? I'm glad I picked it.
Yeah, I think you flummed a good one there. Because there's two games on the Friday. You've got the three. That'll feel like a one-day international deal, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, nice sunny day, hopefully. People sinking a few. And the Sunday will be good too. You've got three games. But by then, people might be just a little teddy and looking to...
Yeah, that's not our fans, mate. They never get over it.
You're right. I'm going to go to the
greatest
corner and face
the world.
Jeez, you forgot those Tigers fans real quick, haven't you?
Nah, they love me, mate.
Wait, Anthony, you want to hit my Dragons. My Dragons are going well now, aren't they?
Your Dragons, your Broncos here.
Both, mate. I represented both clubs in you know, finals football.
You're
both
spraying the Broncos before they play well.
What's that?
Before the game, you're spraying the Broncos.
Yeah, tough love, mate.
All right, here we go. We're on our way. It is Penrith returning the ball here from the kickoff. They're running to the southern end in this second half. And it's the Broncos again, much like the first half. They're in a wave with their defenders. And Flegler and Haas, along with a couple of others, making the first tackle. Spencer Lenu now hitting it up. And he's dropped down here on his own 20. Here's Tyrone May, where he hits it up. We're yet to see Matt Eisenhoof for the Broncos. They've only used 15 players. John Asiata nor Jordan Rickey. The very impressive Jordan Rickey have been used. So we should see them shortly, you would imagine, as Isaiah Yeo up to halfway. In fact, he can't crack the halfway line where he's meant to put down. And that gets Penrith to their last. So a good, steady defensive set for the Broncos is Cleary. A conservative kick straight down the throat of Oates. And he barely gets it over his 20 before he's put down. So 1 minute gone in this second half. 12-10 to the home side. Brisbane in front as David Mead. He's bumping it upfield here. And that's followed up by Jermaine Isaaco. Running over the top of one of the Penrith defenders and then almost getting through again. Brought down just short of halfway. And now Bullimore. That try seems to have really lifted his confidence. He's full of running at the moment. He's up the halfway. Now Payne Haas. He goes one out here. This time he's got three defenders all over him, so can't go too far. Last, 45 out. Croft, no pressure. End over end kick. And it's Toto's side. Up he goes. And he handles those pretty well, Brian Toto. He might be diminutive, but he's pretty confident. There's now a tough run from Burton, who scored Penrith's second try. The other try, Kurt Capon.
And Burton playing it with Crichton now hitting it up and put down. So the arm wrestle continues here at Suncorp as Brian Tuttle. That is his 12th run. Oh, a very late offload. It's been called a knock-on. Jeez. Okay, just going to play the ball to Panthers ready to block. They thought Atkins was about to call a knock-on. And just a simple hit up from Lenu on play five, which is followed up by Cleary kicking. And again, a bit of a nothing kick, looking for distance, caught on the full by Oates. Throws to the middle to Isarco, and Isarco runs into a line. So steady opening to the second half. Let's go to Ben Dobbin on the sideline.
Yeah, well, Ivan Cleary was extremely complimentary of the Brisbane Broncos. The first thing he says is we've got a really good team we're playing against. They're a little surprised. They said stick to the program. There's no injuries at the moment. They've got a plan. They need to be patient. There will be holes open up in the back end of this half. At the Brisbane Broncos, they've had two sicknesses today. Tom Flegler and Alex Klim were sick this morning. They both are all right at the present moment. They're both out there, obviously. That's why they've kept some interchanges up their sleeves. Kevin Walters said it's all about energy and life speed and commitment. You're in front of your home crowd, show them what you're made of.
All right, so, geez, I wonder if they ate the same stuff as Brandon Smith. Here's a high kick from Croft. That won't be so easy for Tuttle. He has to come forward. He doesn't want it. He lets it bounce. He got lucky.
Steal.
Although Pangai rips it out of his hands. That is a legitimate steal, and this time he hangs onto it. 2 metres out, the Broncos.
Go left.
Kennard. Throws to the open left to a flat-footed Bullimore, and he just tucks it under the arm and takes the tackle. What a chance. Five out in front of the posts. Turpin, he goes left, comes to Dearden. Dearden's pass put down by Glenn, and you sense that's a big momentum shifter. What an opportunity that Pangai created, but it goes down the drain.
Yeah, you can't give opportunities like that to the Panthers and get away with it. You've got to cash in on those bench.
Yeah,
big play there.
Head down for the Broncos.
But now, Tuttle makes a similar mistake. Just a bad knock on, not looking at the ball. And Brisbane get another chance here. They'll get a scrum around 20 metres out. And the Broncos leading 12 points to 10. That is just the third error on the Choice Hotel stats for the Panthers. That's a bad one from Brian Tuttle.
Yeah, well, their completion rate's usually up around 85%. And won't be happy with that error, but the Broncos, a great opportunity to attack the try line here, and they've been a little bit one out with their attacks, so hopefully fresh they can put a bit of shape on and try and cause the defence a bit of indecision and try and get on the board.
So Croft wearing the six, but he'll feed this scrum. Turpin waiting at the back here. Left side is stacked.
A trick play here.
Now they try to hold it in the scrum, and they go to the open right where it's a 2-on-2. Kennard swallowed up by Burton. Nice tackle there from Burton. And Kennard will play it. 10 in from the right touchline as it's flung back infield. Croft gets it on to Pangai. And Pangai stands tall on the tackle. And has nowhere to go. And he'll play it now back for Turpin. He throws to the left to Haas. Haas sticking his shoulder into the defender. So the Panthers, got it within a metre. My goodness, he was so close. Ball played to Turpin. Backs back. Throws left to Dearden. Stab kick. Wonderful take by Crichton. The defenders are all over him. And that's a line dropout. That is so good for the Broncos. Six gone second half, Mitsubishi Triton. It's 12-10 to the Broncos.
Yeah, well, your kicks is only as good as your chase. And Dearden probably not the perfect kick or the perfect placement, but David Mead backs up a poor kick with a great chase. And, well, quick dropout from the Panthers. Doesn't go to plan, and Coates receives it.
Yeah, Coates was out there about 10 in from the touchline. Perhaps that kick was supposed to go closer to the touchline, but Coates brought it back to the 30. So the Broncos enjoying a terrific start in this second half. Can they put points on the board? As Flegler now just rolls up to the 20, and he'll play it back to Turpin, who throws back to the right to Croft at the line. Oh, his pass on to Pangai, who threw it out the back, and the pass went down. But hang on, Capel's dropped it as well.
I thought he knocked it on too.
And they're going to play a double knock on. Now, you could make an argument. Capel ran about 10, 15 metres and took his advantage, but the ref says, no, let's go back to the original Broncos knock on, which was Isarco who put it down. And that is a Penrith scrum feed, 20 from their own line, and a little bit of an anti-climax for the Broncos.
Yeah, look, I don't think the Broncos have changed too much up. They're trying to do those little out-the-back plays and stuff. They just got to go direct and just go head-to-head with the Panthers. Let the Panthers, you know, sort of take them out of their comfort zone, which they have been of late.
So centre field here where the ball is fed. Penrith at the wrong end of the field at the moment. Bomorowski is wrapped up, but he'll play it now. And Kenny looked to go down the short side with a poking run, but then stopped and threw it back in field to go. And he's tackled here. Triple M rocking Thursday night footy. You got Wendell, you got Benji, Ben Dobbin and Dan Denae. Now Spencer Lenu with a good scything run there. Angling away from a defender and making it almost a halfway. Three gone. Kenny now throws left to May. May to Cleary, turns it inside to Capel. And Capel dropped down. And this is about as close as a Penrith have been in this second half. As May now runs over the 40, where he just tucks it under the arm and takes the tackle of Glenn and also Dearden. So final play. Cleary again goes conservative. End over end. Looking for the Oates wing. Up Oates goes. He takes it well on his own 10. Then he's dropped down to Penrith. They haven't had many kicks on the attack, Benji, but they need to look to change it up a little.
Well, I think they're just happy to tackle them inside the 20-metre line. So for them to get their chase down there and make Brisbane come out of their end, and Brisbane are just doing such a good job of getting out of their end with one-out carries and that, and putting a lot of work into the Panthers.
That's why it's so good to have modern-day players and recently retired players as part of Triple M's call team. You get the real expert analysis thanks to CBus. Ben Dobbin, down to you on the sideline as Brisbane ruck it out.
Yeah, Lodge and Asiata on the cavalry is back there. Penrith about to make some changes as well. Here's Asiata as a six again happens for Brisbane.
Okay, so the neck brace is gone, so he doesn't look like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle anymore, and he plays at 40 at Asiata. And that's followed up by a strong run by Lodge, picking up from where he left off. He's gone 15 metres, falls on his front, plays to Turpin, throws to the right to Croft, dummies inside, throws outside to Isako. Well read by the defence. And Burton again, my goodness, he can defend. And now here's Pengai picking up and running out of dummy half. And he's tackled, but he ran into markers that weren't square. Six more tackles, 9 metres out. Brisbane have got Penrith on the ropes here. Here's Lodge and May down low with a crucial tackle, but a sharp play of the ball. Turpin, front man play to Bullimore, goes for the line. Four defenders get him and just throw him back into the field of play.
Blimmin.
Panthers using everything they have to hold on. Turpin to the left. Here's Dearden. Deep pass away to Croft. Oh, he's gobbled up in the tackle there. They're going to throw him over the sideline. They got close.
Oh, he lost it.
Ball came out anyway. What composure from these Penrith defenders. And Brisbane made one minor error in all of that. And it's cost them the ball. 10 gone, second half. No change to the halftime score. Brisbane 12, Penrith 10, Mitsubishi try.
Yeah, really good defence there from the Panthers. But you know what? They didn't panic. They trusted this system. And that's why they're so good at what they did. And doing, sorry. And look at... Oh, Crichton, he can't help himself. He's just getting into Brodie Croft. I don't mind it. I love it.
Tweets come in. Benji and Dell's voice are really warming on the radio tonight. Well, that's lovely. That comes from Bryce Gibbs.
Oh, beautiful. I love Gibbsy, mate.
Yeah, the Gibbonator.
What's he doing these days?
Oh, mate, he's one of the greats. He can do what he wants.
Yeah.
All right, here comes Kenny. He throws a flat pass here away to Eisenhuth. So that's his first run of the night. He's 20 short of halfway where he plays it. It comes to the right to May. Turns it inside to Yo. And Yo rolled over here, 10 short of halfway. This is what Penrith have been doing all night, just rucking it out from in. Oh, here's a 40-20 attempt from Cleary. It's a good kick, and it confuses. It confuses the winger Coates, who got there, but he flung himself over the sideline, and he couldn't quite drag the ball back in. Well, there is Nathan Cleary at his absolute best, and that's Penrith ball 20 away.
We had a hold of it. He just juggled it and juggled it towards the sideline, and he had it covered.
But it was the awareness too. He probably didn't realise where he was at too. He was too busy concentrating on the ball, not realising where the sideline was.
So Penrith now, a rare chance to attack and a chance to retake the lead as Yo just bumps it upfield, centre field on tackle one. 5 metres out. Here's Kenny. Throws it long left to May. May with a dummy. He's a man. Capel overruns him, so May just stands there, then pops it back to Kenny. Kenny to Cleary. Cleary flat-footed. runs around in a cul-de-sac and then almost gets through. Dropped down by Turpin. Turpin with a little leg pull. Ball played as now comes here to Weisenhuth. He has a little dart on the line and he's dropped down there in front of the left upright. Oh, Weisenhuth's hurt here. And a high tackle. Now, what do you do if you're Penrith? It's a gift to Wendell and Benji.
Take the two.
Okay.
Yeah, take the two, mate.
Benji, take it.
Take the two.
All day.
And Cleary immediately says, sir, we will level the scores. So a bit of respect paid by Penrith, and you can understand they've been on the back foot all night.
Well, they just don't panic, and that's why they're such a good side. Like Nathan Cleary, there wasn't much doing there. Yeah, puts the 40-20 in there, puts pressure back on the Broncos. The Broncos get a bit nervous. Asiata there hits him high. Easy 2 points. Back to 12 all in about a minute.
Yeah, no need for report there for John Asiata, but it's going to cost his side the lead here. No need to bother the tie power kick predictor either because he's bang in front. Well, the Broncos.
Get back to him.
They're not even behind their own try line. Now, so I know if Maroon was calling, he would say, well, the Broncos have had plenty of practice with the opposition kicking for goal, but I won't say that here. And that's 12 points all. The kick is good. Triple M rocking the footy. Let's go to Ben Dobbin on the sideline.
Yeah, kick out back on, ready to fire as well. I mean, this Penrith side, you feel like that, you know, obviously they're getting pressured by Brisbane, but the longer this goes on, the more confident they will be that they can maintain with Brisbane. Brisbane, it's been a great performance, but there's 26 minutes to go. We've got a tied ball game. No one thought that would happen. Let's see what factor the crowd plays as well.
So, we see the Broncos now with the ball on the tee. They're not used to this. These games are really going down to the wire, to be fair. And even the game they won, that was a pretty thumping win over Canterbury, 24-0. They exploded late, but this is different gravy. The Penrith Panthers is now Liam Martin is getting it up over his 20. And he's playing at 25 from his own line. It's still 12-all. They're not in front, the Panthers. As Capel with a strong run down the right side. Plays it. 5 in from touch. As it's flung infield to Yo. And Yo, gee, he's rolled his sleeves up as usual. 11 runs from him tonight. Fisher Harris back in the game and gets an offload. Away to Martin. Martin to the left of Luai. We've hardly seen him tonight. Stepping and dancing and straightening and now drop down 39 away as he looks for tired defenders. Last, Cleary. Again, end over end. Again, aiming at Corey Oates. Oates has to come forward. He takes that with a plomb. And then hard to put down for Momorowski. So they're just inside their 20 here as now Asiata goes for a rather David Mead, the winger for Brisbane, going for a run. And that's his 8th run tonight on the Choice Hotel stats. A ball played after Mead's run and Isako hitting it up. Brisbane have actually made about 120 more metres than Penrith on the Choice Hotel stats. So their forwards have really aimed up as Bullamore now down the centre with his one-out run. And he's claimed by Liam Martin and Isaiah Yo. Played back to Turpin. Throws to Lodge. Oh, Lodge bumped off the attempted tackle of Martin. And it came out to Bullamore, who almost found another hole there. He already scored once tonight. And he'll play 45 out. On the last is Croft under a little pressure. But he gets Brute the ball. End over ender. To'o, easiest one of the night for him. And he takes it. And he looks at Richie Kennar and says, let's dance. But Kennar is up to the challenge. And the tackle made 20 from the Penrith line. Now Burton, he just hits it up here on tackle number 2. 24 minutes to go on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Charlie Staines picking it up and running. Well, who would have thought we'd have a real contest this late in the game as Staines has picked up and driven back into the deck. Now Momorowski with a run. All back, all the back five here for Penrith. Just trying to get him out of trouble. Cleary, and just kicked from outside the 40. Jeez, it's a beauty of a kick, but Coach calls it in. About 5 in from touch. And then gets it on here to Jermaine Isako, who is manhandled by Cleary. What a chase and kick out as well. 12 out from their own line as Oates hits it up. Penrith, they've gone up a gear. They're trying to force an error. Croft away now to Mead. Mead into a heavy traffic there, but he holds onto it and he gets up 20 short of halfway as Lodge, oh, is a welcoming committee. And he gets a flick Lodge as Iata away to Pangai, who runs away from Luai, then away from Kickout. Kickout comes back and the tackle made 9 short of halfway. So two tackles left here as Pat Carrigan re-enters the game, and a typical strong run down the middle from him, where he'll be made to play it just inside Penrith territory. And on the last, it's Croft again aiming at To'o. And this one could be a contest. Kennard coming through. Oh, To'o had a look. Oh, dropped it.
That's got
a ref said backwards. Play on. To'o. He's almost away. He is away from Carrigan. And he's put down and they can't challenge that because play didn't stop.
All day. Knock back.
Okay. 10 short of halfway. Burt feeds it out to Staines. Running down the middle. Gets away from Dearden, but not away from Meade nor Glenn. Happy with that, Benji, that call?
Nah, it's enough.
All right. So they're 40 metres out here now, Penrith, with Fisher-Harris playing it. Kenny picks up, throws to Luai. Dancing down the left, turning it inside, the kick out. But what about the tackle of Pangai?
Yeah, that's great.
We've had the inspired Pangai tonight, racing up out of the line on that occasion. Cleary, little geo play, then on the Crichton, out it goes to Momorowski. Hammered by Oates, putting his body on the line. Last year, comes to Cleary, 30 out, puts up a contestable bomb, coming forward, Ozarko, great catch, and now he's into stride immediately, away from Kenny, but now put down. They're holding on, Brisbane. They're answering all the questions. It remains 12-all, Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
Yeah, they are. Mate, you're right, Dan. Mate, the confidence that the Broncos are playing, they've got to stick with them now in the last 22 minutes.
Oh, Pangai. Straight over the top of Eisenhuth. He doesn't look for space. He looks for players and tries to run over the top of them.
He's big enough.
And Pangai goes to ground eventually, but it took three to knock him over. 5 short of halfway. Matt Lodge now up the left edge, where he's wrapped up. And he's put down here, just inside Penrith territory. Turpin back to the middle with a pass to Asiata. And Asiata, a good driving run there. And it takes 3 Panthers to put him down. Well, are Penrith going to have the energy to finish this off? Because they have done so much defending. Now, Carrigan got entangled with a defender there. And that allowed a safe passage for Croft to put up a high kick. It was caught well by To'o. No action there at all, so we just continue 12-all as we approach the 60-minute mark of the game. Crichton runs, and that's followed up by Burton, who was picked up. And in the 80s, he would have been speared into the ground, but not now, thankfully. They eased him to the deck. Charlie Staines with a header. Lost the ball. Lost the
big
ball.
Tackle.
That's the error Brisbane had been working for. Turpin's got it. They're 30 metres out. Players from both sides with hands on knees. But this is a big set. Alex Glenn, by the way, the man with the tackle that jolted the ball out. Here's Carrigan. To the right it goes to Croft. On to Ozarko. Stabs a kick for the corner. Croft comes across and takes it. And that's well before the last tackle, Benji.
That's not the play. You've been under the pump. You know, you've gone end to end. Your batting field position looked the best in the competition. And, well, you just want to get to the end of your set there and let them make some more tackles. And they had Penrith on the ropes there.
Is that pressure, Benji?
That's pressure.
So now kick out, hits it up. Tackle 3, Burton.
This is tough, Burton. I love him.
Put him anywhere. He's playing a 25 from his own line. Cleary well inside the 40 with this kick. He's just looking for as much distance as possible. Oh, hang on. Oates in a bit of trouble here. Oh, he just reeled it in. He let that bounce some
time.
That's a 75-metre kick. And Oates cuts it back up to the 20, and then he's squashed in the tackle. Geez, in the wars, Corey Oates. He's clutching at his head. He's clutching at another part of his body.
Strong.
And the 12-all that remains. Fascinating game.
Welcome back to the NRL.
Yeah. And now, he's a run from Jordan Rickey. Geez, that's not a bad weapon to have fresh with 19 to go. And doesn't go too far here, but Lodge follows that up. And this time,
Lodge has been going.
He's lost the ball. He's lost the ball, Lodge. He's put it down.
Commentator's curse. Are you going to challenge it?
Scrum clock on.
I won't challenge it.
Now, Tom Dearden looked like he was signalling something to the bench there, but they're going to pack the scrum here. Penrith on the attack. 12-all. Ben Dobbin, comment from you.
Yeah, unbelievable with 19 minutes to go. Matt Lodge, you're right, Wendell, unbelievable. But it's those last tackle options that Benji was talking about. Brisbane have panicked when they're on the attack. There was no need for the kick from Mazzarco. Earlier on in this half, when they went to the left-hand side with Croft, he made a mistake and dropped the ball. They're the opportunities that they must make and the chances that they get.
So again, Penrith stacked this left side from the scrum. There's defenders there. Luai, 30 metres out. Underarms are back to To'o. To'o now. Nowhere to go, so he just takes the tackle. That's only tackle one. 18 minutes left, 12 all. Cleary to Eisenhuth. And he goes up the left edge, where he's claimed by three defenders. He'll play it back to Kenny, who throws to the right here to Cleary. Turns it inside to Leota. Strong run over the 10. Just held on to. They've opened up the left. Here's Kenny. Broncos defenders rush up. So Cleary turns it inside to Fisher. Harris almost pokes his nose through. 5 metres away. Kenny now throws to the right to Cleary. Holds it up Cleary on the Crichton. Crichton then bumps off a defender. Throws to Omorowski. Gives it to Stain. Stain pins it. He's back. And he's thrown into touch. Oh, it's Holmes again. He's having the night of his life. 12 all the remains.
Well, 9 times out of 10, Charlie Stain's... He scores that because he goes hard to the corner and goes bang off the right. And as he did it here, mate, Corey Oates, he's chased hard. He's got all body on him. He's just going bang, come here. You're going nowhere. You're mine.
That's all effort from Corey Oates. 100%. He had no right to be there. He was in defending the last play. He was up and in. He came back, chased back out. And well, if he's not there, Stain scores.
100% he does. Yep, we've seen it time and time again, haven't we, Bench?
Yep. But this is the test for the Broncos now. They need a big set, get to their kick, and big defensive set.
As we see so often, it's around now you really start to see players fatiguing. Brisbane look almost spent. What can they conjure? Asiata wrapped up 19 from his own line. It's still 12 all. 16 to go in this pulsating game as Jordan Rickey now up the left edge. That's a strong run. He's gone more than 10, nearly 15 metres. He'll play it back to Turpin. Throws it on to Carrigan. Spinning in the tackle and fell eventually as the ball is played here. On the left side from that man to Turpin, who gets it on to Lodge, and Lodge bumps into Fisher Harris. End of the set for Brisbane. Oh, Croft under pressure. He's pushed by Fisher Harris as he puts Boot the ball. It's all legal. No problem, as To'o again, the recipient of the kick. Oh, and then he's away from one, away from another. And he's dropped down. Benji, are they kicking to To'o because they think he's susceptible, or they don't want him having that second run?
I think they know he's got a bit of trouble catching the high ball under pressure, but if you get it to him like that where he catches us early, he just gets, like, he's had over 200 metres in the game already.
17 carries.
So now here's Momorowski rolling upfield here, almost a halfway on tackle three. He's at some point, they're going to have to consider a field goal. Only 15 to go. Cleary. Oh, kick out. That's steaming in. But Croft around the ankles. Cut him down like he was a tree. And now here's Fisher Harris to the right here to Eisenhuth. On it goes to Leota. And Leota again. So hard to put down. Three of them on him, mate. Now they finally knock him to the ground. He got it to the 30. Last tackle. Right side. Cleary. Up we go. Coming down about 10 away. Isarco. Crichton volleyballs it back. Oh, if Fisher Harris holds on, it's trouble. He taps it off, but he finds the Bronco. Geez. It hit him on the knee to begin with. That was play on. But Kenar in the right place at the right time. And Brisbane hold on. 12 all. 14 and a half to go. And the big Buffalo, Payne Haas, back for the final stage.
Yeah, the Broncos are showing some resilience here. I like this. The Panthers are going toe-to-toe with them, as you'd expect. Who's going to be the first team to crack in the last 14 minutes?
As now Patrick Carrigan is driven back in the tackle.
Broncos are going to hold their nerve here.
Oh, they look tired, though.
They do, Bench.
So here's Haas.
Oh, geez, you're a buckle there.
They've had a moral victory tonight, but they want more. They want the 2 points. They're 9 short of halfway. Haas plays at Croft. He's done well with his kicks again. He cleared that one away with pressure on him. Crichton takes it. Crichton up to his own 40, though. Yeah, Brisbane now really struggling to hang on in field position. It's hard keeping them alive here. Here's To'o. He's almost up to halfway, but well contained by Pangai and Croft. They keep it going down the left here. Penrith's kick out.
Oh, Croft again. Low on kick out. That's how you tackle him, boys.
And now it comes from Kenny to the right to Wisniewski, the way to Cleary out the back now to Crichton. Crichton. Oh, he ran straight up to the top of Dearden. And he had no one to give it to on the inside. Yeah. He had the money ball ready to throw. Two tackles left. Comes to the left of Cleary. Shape to kick, then through to Luai. Luai skipping and dancing. Oh, yeah. Kick out, forces a pass, it goes forward. Tuttle dropped it anyway, and that is a panic play from Penrith.
Yeah.
13 to go, and it's still 12-all Brisbane scrum through.
Well, it's not often you see that from the Panthers, where they shoot themselves in the foot, but a little bit of defensive pressure from Xavier Coates comes in off his wing and shuts down the play, and Kikau just can't get the pass away. And, you know, if Coates doesn't come there, it's 2-on-1, easy points, and... Well, the Panthers, we don't see that often.
But even when Kikau pushed it away, it was like he pushed it forward anyway. He just panicked. Just take the tackle.
Well, that's pressure, mate. They've been in this position for a while. Yeah. They probably expect to be at the front.
That's right.
Against this team. So Broncos doing a fair job.
Yep, they are.
Big bets here on Triple M Footy. Del for Choice Hotels. If you need a break, book, direct, and save. ChoiceHotels.com. I tell you what, the Broncos' performance, Wendell, is the I'm loving it moment tonight. The whole game, Corey Oates, Tevita Pangai, Matt Lodge, all of them. That's the Macca's I'm loving it moment. And we still have 12 minutes to go as the Broncos work it out. Jordan Rickey, he's dropped out. Nice play the ball for Turpin. Throws it on there to Asiata. Asiata rolling his way down the centre of this field. And he's met right on halfway. Comes to the right here. The Croft turns it inside to Haas, and Haas stands tall on the tackle. Plenty of time on the bench there for Haas, but he's still closing in on 170 metres, and he's dropped down here in front of the post. As now comes here to Asiata. Goes out the back here to Flegler. Flegler keeps the game to Isako. Isako put down. When you're a struggling team, Benji, at what point do you look at it? Do you look to go the field goal a little earlier than most others?
Right now.
Okay, he's did it. He goes to the air. Not a bad kick. Oh, going to come forward. Crichton says, leave it with me. Crichton takes it, and he's wrapped up three out from his own line. So 11 and a half to go, and now Penrith with the task of working it out. We haven't had a golden point game this year either.
Defence.
And now the Broncos, they're re-energised. Uh-oh. He's five out from his own line. Staines. Oh, he lost it.
Oh, that's cool.
Play on.
Brisbane, scrum feed, 10 metres away. Dearden scampers for the line, but the ref had called a knock-on. So here we go. 10 minutes, 40 seconds to go. And a chance for the Broncos to retake the lead. A scrum feed just 10 metres out.
Well, that's how you win footy games, boys. You know, you get to your kick, put it, make them come out of their own half, apply a bit of defensive pressure, and Brisbane with the line speed. The little man Staines running into another little man in Turpin who just puts him on his back, and that's pressure.
Yeah, mate, Deaton's been good too. Really gets his shoulder in there.
What can the Bronx do here, though?
Here we go.
Need something.
And they got the nerve to crack them. Turpin from the back of the scrum. To the right it goes Isako. Dumps it inside to Pangai. And he's... Oh, Kikau's hurt. Kikau's in big trouble. Oh, no, he's up. He might have had a cramp or something. Gee, look like Susan Ender.
It was awkward. It was just awkward the way everyone was flicking over him, yeah.
Hit up by Haas. Eight out. Centre field. Turpin to the left. To Dearden. Slow service. Inside pass to Rickey. Rickey almost runs into his own player as he stopped. Five out. They're keeping it to the middle here, Brisbane. Here's Turpin to the right to Carrigan. And he now is taken on the right side of the uprights.
Have a crack.
Four tackles gone. Is this the play, Benji?
Have a crack.
Yeah, you got it now.
Isako.
Here's Asiata. Goes to Dearden. Left foot step, right foot step. Drop down a meter out. Last tackle. So they go for the field goal here. Comes to Croft. No. High kick for Toto. Where is Xavier? Xavier had a shot at it, but he got tangled up and it goes out the back. Who did it come off?
It was out in the full. Out in the full.
It's Penrith ball.
Yeah.
Oh, Brisbane. That's a lost chance.
How do you want to shot that field goal?
I would have had a crack. You know.
Had to.
You might not need to get another chance down here, you know, so take all you can, but back your defence here, the Broncos.
12 all. Penrith.
Oh.
They're in quicksand here, but Momorowski threw the pass as he's tackled. He found Luai, who kept it going to Burton. Now they're 20 short of halfway, and Carrigan steaming up out of the line. Did you hear that contact? Yeah. His kick out splashed off the tackle, but he did well kick out. He ended up getting it on, and it eventually found Eisenhuth, who was wrapped up. What a fabulous night this has turned into. There's Fisher-Harris. Runs at the line and throws it on here to Capel. Capel dropped down 9 short of halfway. As it comes to Yo to Cleary. Cleary to kick out, who's out of sorts tonight. And he can't keep the ball going. He has to run himself and he's dropped down. Penrith barely cracked the halfway line as the last is called. Cleary to the air. It's an end-over-end kick easily caught by Isarco. And Isarco is going to bring it back where he runs into an excellent Penrith line. Less than 8 to go now.
What a game.
12 all. And now here's Oates.
There he is.
Just launching into the defensive line. 17th run tonight. And his tackles have been huge. As now Meade playing in the centres wearing number 5. And he's wrapped up here by Capel. Played to Turpin. Throws to the left now to Asiata. Carries it over halfway. Doesn't go too much further here. So hard to believe they can get a field goal off in this, although Isarco can kick it from distance, especially after Payne Haas runs 15 metres. So now they're on the 30 here. Here's Turpin. He goes deep. Well, this will be for 2. It's Isarco for field goal.
No.
He's about 5 metres short. And it's taken here by Crichton.
You've got one 10 metres out in front, and you don't want to take it. The next set, you take one from 40. It's, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Penrith here, geez, they are just about gone here, the Panthers. They are struggling to get back behind the where the ball is. And he's starting to cramp up, and why wouldn't he? He's had 22 runs now. Burton plays it. He plays it 9 short of halfway. As now a nothing play on the fourth as it came to Eisenhuth, and he's easily collected.
Mate, the Broncos are on top at the moment. You're right, boys.
Now Cleary, a switch of play back to the left to Luai. He's going to try and do it on his own. Nice little jig, but Croft got in. Now
it was an L.
He passed.
Yeah, it's an L.
And it continues, comes to kick out, and he's put down. So here we go. Well, Cleary to kick it from distance. They are 35 out. Cleary for field goal, and this would be for 2. Now he's got plenty on this. He's got plenty on it. He got it. Yes, he got it. He's got it. It just got over. It's a 2-point field goal. 14-12. So now Brisbane, they'll have to go for 2 and they're going to tie it up.
That's that Knuckers moment. What a play. Cleary, there wasn't much doing. Benji, how good is that?
Oh, mate. You got to take him when you get a chance, boys. And I'll tell you what, he's one of the best in the bizzo, Cleary.
Wow. I feel sorry for the Broncos. They're all over them then. They're not gone yet. But geez, that's a stab to the heart.
That had so much height on it. It dropped down with such a dip. It didn't look like from our angle like it got over, but over it went. Over it went. Isarco was resigned as he caught it in the in goal. 14-12. So we've had 2 2-point field goals.
Reynolds about the same spot, wasn't it?
About that, yeah. But now Penrith poked their nose in front with just 5 minutes to go. Quick comment, Ben Dobbin.
Unbelievable game of football. Come the hour, come the man. The class shines from Cleary. Brisbane, it's all about the lost opportunity so far.
Yeah.
Ooh, right, Dobbo.
But they're not done yet. There's still 5 to go, and Penrith are still tied. Oh, here's Fisher-Harris, and he gets an offload away to Crichton. Crichton, he holds on to that. And they've got a leg pull from Turpin. Ah, so now Penrith, they get it to halfway with Kenny's run out of dummy half. This might be the hammer blow as Crichton at dummy half to the left to Yo. Yo onto Eisenhuth. Eisenhuth cuts it up the middle and he'll play it now back here to Kenny. Doesn't like what he sees on the left, so he throws to Yo, and Yo to Fisher-Harris. And Fisher-Harris, geez, hasn't he been terrific in his second stint? And now he plays at centre field after his run. Cleary to the left to Luai. Has a man on the inside. Throws to Kicker. Gets it on to Burton. Burton. Defenders scurry across and Burton wrapped up 20 away. This is an outstanding set from Penrith. We've got 2 tackles left here. Cleary. He throws to the middle to Yo. And Yo is wrapped up 15 out. What's the option, Benji?
Try and get a repeat set.
Try and get the repeat. Okay, here we go. Luai, a little left foot kick. Burton's taken out. That's a penalty. It's not a penalty try. But they are going to say that it's just tapped out the side anyway, and it's a line dropout. But Wendell, did you see three defenders come in and squash Matt Burton like he was the meat in a sandwich?
I did, mate. I thought he would have nearly scored that try if he didn't get taken out. Mate, he was all over it.
No, it's not a penalty try.
No, no.
Nah, that's all good.
Look, it doesn't... It could be... if it's a penalty, it's wide out. They probably won't go for two. They probably won't go for two. You'd imagine they'd wind down the clock.
It's not even a penalty.
Oh,
that's Hollywood.
You can't shoulder players these days.
There's no space to run through. Where are you trying to run, mate? Play on.
Oh, mate. Burton's going to have to come off.
Yeah, he might have to come off, I reckon.
I feel a bit sorry for the Broncos boys. You know, they've put in so much effort today, and if anything, they've found the blueprint for how they have to play for the rest of the season. Effort, intent, attitude, defence, line speed.
All right, he's going to stay on, Burton. But here we go, the short restart.
Hold ya.
Short restart, no penalty. High kickoff, a high restart. That's too deep. Kick out takes it easily. So they're already up to the 20, the Panthers. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Penrith 14 to 12. Now comes across here to Matt Eisenhuth. And he's dropped down. But no sense of adventure here at the moment from the Panthers as they go to the left. Here's Luai. Right footstep, left footstep, left footstep again. Wow. Goes down the middle. Throws the pass to Cleary. Cleary goes over. And wow. Wow, the Panthers. They hold on. They had everything thrown at them. And they are going to win this game. It's going to be 21 straight regular season victories. And now, don't worry about handshakes. They're excited now as they all converge on Jerome Luai. What a play near the end of the game. Stepping and weaving and dancing and then the money ball. 18 to 12, kick from in front.
Yeah, well, he's had a bit of a quiet game tonight, but, you know, when the time comes, the man stepped up and Jerome Luai got the ball on the ad line, a couple of left foot steps, and, well, there was only the tiniest gap to throw the pass to Nathan Cleary supporting up the middle, and you can see why they're excited, boys, because it's been a tough fought victory for them. I know the game's not over, but it's almost as good as done. And Jerome Luai to Cleary puts the icing on the cake for the Panthers.
But I'm with you, Benji, mate. This is what the Panthers are going to learn too. Just play the way that you want to play. I know the Broncos are taking it to you, but that's the Panthers I want to see. Look at the emotion. Everyone just jumping and celebrating. You got something special here, boys. Everyone's trying to come at you week in, week out. And the Broncos, I'm really proud of their effort. But what a great try there. Mate, these two halves have played together since they were kids, and you can tell. Look at the respect and the friendship there.
So they're going to go to 6-0. The story of the night are the Broncos, because they have given everything they've had. It's a good night for Kevin Walters, funnily enough, even in defeat, because that spray clearly inspired a team that was already ready to roll their sleeves up tonight. It was a pre-game spray, and it really instilled some passion into this side. Cleary's kick. It's good. 20 points to 12, less than 2 minutes to go. Benji Marshall, Wendell Saylor, let's go to Ben Dobbin once again.
Well, the line on this run with the bookmakers was 28 points. Brisbane have shown that they are a better side than a lot of people give them credit for, but they've got to do this week after week. They'll beat a lot of teams with this kind of effort, but it's just getting that out of them. They're all about improvement this year. Kevin Walters is showing that this side can improve. Have they got the halves combination right? I think there's still some big question marks around the halves. They look lost when it was pressured. I don't know where they go to from here. Maybe it's Special K. Maybe it is just Carmichael Hunt has the 5-8 waiting.
So now the short kickoff. Thank you, Dobbo. And the topic of discussion this week. They're in Darwin next week against Parramatta. Jeez, the draw is just brutal to them. What about this for a run? Melbourne, South, Penrith and Parramatta.
Oh, no thanks.
Easy.
And this is the one where they got close. Now Matt Eisenhuth hits it up. 90 seconds to go. Gee, it'd be cruel if the Broncos conceded another one here. They absolutely don't deserve it. A lot of punters, though. Their weekend depends on what happens in this play, how this unfolds. Is Kenny throws it on to Fisher-Harris. She's a good set for Penrith. They get to the last. No fuss. Just make it to within 25 of the Brisbane line. 1 minute to go. Haas almost gives away six more, but the ref shows a bit of empathy. Cleary now is going to run. Oh, and he's ragdolled by Jordan Rickey. Strong stuff.
Well, that's good. You still make the effort right until the 80th minute. But Cleary, I think he's been the best in the field tonight.
Oh, Brian Tyler's pretty close.
Yeah, it's been good too.
11 tackle breaks, 250 metres.
Made a couple of mistakes, but...
Yeah. Wait. So what?
He's very hard, Benji, on wingers, outside backs that make mistakes.
Right. No one's allowed to be as good as him. We know.
So Brisbane with the last say in this game. It's going to be Penrith's night. As now, a little outside inside, with Pangai receiving it on halfway. Throws left to Dearden, Dearden onto Isaaco. Isaaco out to Meade. I'll tell you, the Penrith defence is relentless. Meade has nowhere to go, just goes to the right as chain of passing continues. Richie Kennard now down the right side. He then throws it infield. Look out. And it came here to Turpin, who was gobbled up as soon as he caught it. And it's full time. And an effort for the Broncos to be so proud of. They will feel like the winners tonight, but it's Penrith who extend this formidable winning streak to start the season.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.